to the Nutramedical Report. And one of my favorite guests any week is Harley Schlanger and the LaRouche Foundation. And Harley, we had excellent interviews in the last week or so with Roger Stone. What are the major issues you want to talk about today?
Well, everybody's talking about the election, but that's just one of the topics, really. I mean, I think much more significant is you have this development now of the Obama legacy being war and chaos. And I think we sent you a couple of reports on that.
Uh-huh.
Today, Ash Carter, the defense secretary, is in Estonia.
Right.
And he's announcing, they had the announcement of the replacement of the former head of NATO, American head Breedlove. He's been replaced, or we call him Strangelove these days.
Yeah, I love that. His name is so close to the movie, you know.
Yeah. And he's being replaced by General Scaparotti. But what Carter announced, and listen to this very carefully, he said, we are now shifting from assurance to our NATO allies to war planning. From assurance to deterrence, from assurance to war fighting posture.
Wow.
And they go on to say, we don't really want this. Moscow pushed this on us, so therefore we have to stand strong. We're now going to put 4,000 additional troops in the countries like Latvia, Estonia, and Lithuania. Now, first of all, the Russians aren't threatening these countries. But why is it that we feel the need to put these troops on the border with Russia?
Yeah.
Now, here's the other thing that's interesting about this. Breedlove, who has been very much of a promoter of war, has now changed his view now that he's leaving. And he was asked in an interview with the Wall Street Journal, couldn't we have handled Russia differently? And he said, well, yes. Russian response is understandable. He said that from a Russian standpoint, the wall came down and there was a restructuring and a rewriting of the rules. Now, this is Breedlove. He said it's important to understand what the Russian view is. Russia does not accept and does not care for the way the rules were rewritten at a time when they were in a weakened position. However, they're not interested in breaking those rules. They're interested in rewriting them. And so we have to see them as an equal on the world stage. Now, that's very different from what Obama has been saying and what Breedlove has been saying. Now, the second part of the Obama push is the Trans-Pacific Partnership and the TTIP, which is the Atlantic version of the same thing.
Exactly. Yeah.
And this week, the TTIP, I think 240 of the 270 pages were released in Europe. And there's a huge outcry against it in Europe, because what it essentially says is all the European laws against hormones and meat and GMOs and things of that sort are going to be thrown out the window by this agreement. So the Europeans will be forced to accept U.S. products. And if they don't accept it, there'll be not a single German car that can be sold in the United States. So in the name of free trade, Obama is trying to impose on Europe something they don't want. And then on there was an op-ed written by Obama in the Washington Post on Sunday where he said the U.S. must write the rules, not China, on trade. So he's on an all-force offensive, and also we're sending in extra troops into Iraq and into Syria without an invitation from either of those countries. A Navy SEAL was killed in fighting yesterday in Iraq. So Obama is really on a scorched earth policy to make sure that his last 6 months in office are unforgettable. And I mean that in a very bad way.
Right. Now, of course, this what people should understand, we've talked about this before, if you look back at the history of since the Napoleonic Wars, all the wars are banker wars. If we look at the First and Second World War, for years or even decades before the war, there was an economic phase of World War. We're in the economic phase of World War III right now, and we're deep in it. We're in the proxy war phase, we're in the economic phase, and the saber-rattling, and now the declaration by the IMF during the Paris bombings that China has a secondary currency, a reserve currency in yuan. On the 19th, which is the first day of Baltane, or the feast of Baal, this last month, they actually declared that the yuan backed by gold is now a non-exchangeable with U.S. dollar, the Fed Reserve note. So we're getting into a different stage when the Chinese are complaining about us flying B-52 bombers over the Spratly Islands, when the Chinese block the Stennis arriving at Hong Kong Harbor. Things are starting to amp up a bit, aren't they?
Well, of course they are. And this is the intent. You see, I would characterize the situation in the following way. The empire is crumbling. Obama just did a tour of the empire. He went to Saudi Arabia, which is a major part of this empire. Then he went and met with the Queen.
Right.
And he got his marching orders. Then he went to Europe, to Germany. And in spite of having almost 100,000 demonstrators against him on the TTIP, the trade agreement, he told Merkel she has to push it through. And then he met with Hollande of France, Cameron of England, Renzi of Italy, and Merkel of Germany, and said to them, you have to spend more on NATO, you have to send more troops to the border with Russia. And I think with this is in focus, the Obama push for trade agreements, for war, for more spending on NATO, you have to look from that standpoint at what happened last night in Indiana,
right,
where Sanders running against Clinton on two basic issues, trade policy and the Iraq war, beat her.
Right.
And Trump finished off his Republican opponents. And again, what was the main thing he was talking about? Trade issues and the stupidity of the Iraq war and the continued threats against Russia and China. So the American people are ready for a change. Now, Trump and Sanders are not, to me, the ideal messengers of that change, but they have tapped into the anger and the dissatisfaction. And your job and mine with the hour we have each week is to put before people policy option that will work as opposed to just opposing the bad
right.
stuff of Obama.
I see that now that Trump has basically snatched the GOP nomination, I can tell from his personality type and so on as a doctor and as a observer of personalities, he's malleable. If he gets advice from your foundation, from others that are good people, he will, for example, to give an example in policy, and I heard Geraldo, which I think is one of the best broadcaster analysts over at Fox. And he said, I think you're going to see a different Trump. You're going to see a Trump that's going to say, look, we got children born in America that are anchor baby kids. We're not going to deport them if they've been here 10 years. Nobody's committed a crime and their families. We want to build a wall. We want to stop illegals coming in here. But we want a rapid immigration system, which they can revise very quickly. We want workers here. We don't want to discriminate against anybody from any country except we need to make sure they're properly vetted if they're Muslim, because there's a danger there. Most of the Muslims in America want to change the whole status of Islam worldwide. We're seeing happening in Islam what happened in the Catholic Church in the Middle Ages. And what we need to do is we need an agent of change to revise that. Now, we're going to have on the third hour Bill Warner. The current way Islam is spreading around the world with the aid of the globalists, because they are collaborating to radicalize it. That's why I refer to London as Londonistan.
Well, and Bill, let me just interrupt for one important point on this in a way of an update.
Yeah.
Because we were talking last week about the furor that's finally come out on the 28 pages. And then Obama, under pressure, said, okay, we'll review them and we'll probably release something within a month or two. On Sunday, John Brennan was on Meet the Press, and he said, we're not going to release them because there's nothing in it and there's no reason to. And on the same day, Robert Mueller, the former FBI director, who was FBI director, was appointed, took office 7 days before 9/11,
right,
and has run the cover-up ever since. Mueller said the same thing. There's no evidence of the Saudis, and we're not going to look into it. Now, while Brennan was on Meet the Press saying that, the New York Post ran a story of the CIA reporting 3 weeks after 9/11, saying that there's incontrovertible evidence of Saudi involvement in terrorism cells in the United States.
Of course.
So here's Brennan, who's now CIA director. At the time, he was CIA station chief in Riyadh, covering up for the Saudis. Now, the FBI is also covering up, as in the case of Mueller, but here's something even more astounding that I learned after our show last week.
Right.
Louis Freeh, who was the FBI director before Mueller, that is, he left in June 2001. In 2008, Louis Freeh became the attorney for Prince Bandar bin Sultan, who was
yeah.
the ambassador to the United States. And what was the case he was involved with Bandar for? The charges that Bandar was getting money laundered to him through this Al Yamama deal, which was the deal that the Saudis worked out with the Brits to give free oil to the British that would then be turned around to allow the Saudis to buy arms in Britain to give to jihadists.
Right.
This was a
yeah.
Tony Blair, Bandar bin Sultan operation. And Louis Freeh, the former FBI director, was brought in to make sure it got covered up.
Of course.
So here we have the CIA and the FBI caught in a cover-up, and then Monday, when Josh Earnest, Obama's spokesman, was asked, well, you said last week you were going to release the papers. Now Brennan's saying they're not going to be released. And Earnest said there's no reason to release them because there's nothing in them. And then he was asked, has Obama read the papers? And Earnest said, I don't think he's read them. Now, can you imagine the president promised in the 2008 campaign to the family members of the 9/11 victims that he would read the papers and make sure they were declassified? Here we are nearly 8 years later, and his spokesman is saying he hasn't even read them, but there's nothing in them, and therefore we're not going to release them.
Yeah.
This is treason.
Well, let's expand a little further. I've given whistleblower evidence that our CIA, the FBI, and the Department of Injustice, collaborating with our cartels in Mexico and South America and elsewhere, are shipping in the drugs. Without the CIA collaboration with Israeli Mossad nuclear agents to demolish the World Trade Center with micro-nukes and RDX, without collaboration with the Saudis to have pilots do false flying. By the way, Roger Stone mentioned this in his book, that Jeb Bush was fully aware of these pilots doing training down in southern Florida. And that,
yeah.
in fact, they were fully aware that these pilots couldn't fly these jets. In fact, I was an exit examiner and civil aviation examiner for the Air Force Academy Top Gun pilots for years. So I want to tell people this. It's not possible to fly those jets, even if you're a Top Gun pilot flying for 30 years. What had happened there is many of those so-called pilots listed in the actual death roll from the American Airlines were still flying years later, for Moroccan Airlines and for other Middle Eastern countries. So you have to understand the Saudis were just, I call a trigger finger, they're just contract employees like the Mossad working under the CIA to do the demolition of 9/11. They were in direct collaboration with a Port Authority in New York, and Mr. Silverstein said, pull it to Building 7, remember that?
And Neil Bush was
was the security officer for the building in his last day of work. On contract was 9/11. It also, $2.3 trillion, Dove Zakheim, who's the comptroller of the Pentagon, had it in the same sector of the building hit by the missile. And it wasn't a jet. Morons would think it was hit by a jet. There were no jet parts in the area. And I know that if it was hit by a jet, you'd see lots of giant engines and other parts. It wasn't. It was a missile. The ground effect would not allow it to even go that close to the ground at that velocity. So anomaly after anomaly, and this is the reason why we're heading toward another major catastrophe. And I've warned this before, and I'm going to warn it again. I was the exit examiner of the upper premier of special op team, and I found it was a false flag. I got fired and death threats for it. So this is not open to anybody's GD opinion. Number two, I presented the evidence in 2007 with the U.S. Geological that proved it was a nuclear demolition. It wasn't a directed energy weapon, as some morons out there try to say, and it wasn't a natural falling of building from burning drapes and carpets. Hit by jet fuel, by JPA jet fuel, in the nozzle of a jet, maximum temperature is 1,600 degrees. You need 3,000 degrees to melt steel, and if you don't deliver so many terajoules, in picoseconds, the giant girder is covered with 2.5 inches of asbestos. You can't convert it to a nanoparticle vapor, okay? One-third of the mass of the building wasn't even in the debris pile. So the next event, which I think is going to happen before Obama leaves office, is a major ISIS-type terrorism so they can get a bipartisan domestic security bill and either preempt the elections or delay them, because they don't want the 28 pages. When he went curtsying to King Salman last week, he basically guaranteed, we're not going to release it because we don't want anybody to ask more questions, not only about Saudi involvement, but how about CIA Academy involvement, training ISIS at this town north of
Honduras? And that's the point, because at the same time now, Obama is gearing up a so-called Plan B, which is CIA training of the so-called moderate rebels, and it's been exposed in the last days by both the Russians and also by the UN.
Right.
The so-called moderate rebels in Syria are working under the flag of Al-Qaeda.
Of course they are.
So the U.S. is arming Al-Qaeda directly, as we have been since at least the Afghan war in the 1980s.
They've been calling it a moderate group, and it's a pipeline for armaments to ISIS and Al-Qaeda and ISIL. This guy, Obama, criticizes these guys, both the Sunni and the Shiite so-called terrorists, and on the other hand, arms them to the teeth. It's just sickening.
Well, and now he's taking credit for the victories that the Syrian army has basically made, and also the Kurds and the Iranians have made, and the Shiites have made against ISIS in Iraq. Obama's trying to take credit for that.
Well, and the thing is that 60 Minutes had an expose a month ago that showed we won't even integrate our air cover for Shiite militia that are Iraqis, along with Iranian Shiites that are defeating ISIS, because only 15% of the so-called targeting is certified because they have to be with the Iraqi government. And the Iraqi government said, why don't you collaborate with these guys? And the American Air Force, under the orders of Obama, will not collaborate with proper air power. That's how disgusting this is.
Well, and that's why you're seeing a rejection of the establishment now. Because the establishment went with Bush, went with Obama, now it's planning on going with Hillary. And the American people have seen enough of this. But again, as I was saying earlier, it's essential that the American people know what the options are, what the alternatives are. Otherwise, we'll get snookered again.
Well, here's what I see happening this year. Now that that Trump has actually snatched the nomination, and I talked about this with Roger, but he wouldn't discuss it much. Personal security of Donald Trump is important. We don't want to see a JFK moment. The next thing is when he gets in there, and people don't realize, and Fox News, Geraldo Rivera said this, he's not going to deport 12, you know, all these kids that were born in America, because it's not a decision for the president, it's a decision for the Supreme Court. And all the other anchor people that arrived here, including from China, by the way, that end up in Chino, California, delivering their babies, because you have to understand this, if you're a member in China, your first child actually gets citizenship, even though they get rid of the two-China policy. People don't know this about what's going on in China. The second child can be born because they won't abort the mother or sterilize her, but she has to leave, and most of them that are wealthy enough will come to America, get American citizenship because their baby's born here, and then they fly back to China. If they try to have a third child, they will pursue the woman and even abort her right up to the moment of birth, that even if it sterilizes her, kills her. That's what they're doing in China. It's so disgusting. It's ridiculous. But what's happening is the Supreme Court is not going to revoke the anchor baby issue. So it's not even an issue that Trump could even discuss. But we do need to stop, number one, people that had, say, two terms of service for coming from Nicaragua or some other country, and they get American citizenship, but now they're working for a drug cartel inside the United States, or they've done criminal actions, or they've been a felon. They need to be deported, not just across the border, so they're going to come back across like Kate's Law. They need to be sent to a prison in their country of origin. And we do need a wall, but that's not going to stop the drugs unless we stop the CIA and the FBI and the Department of Injustice selling $2 trillion of drugs and poisoning the inner city of the United States to build underground cities for the global elite with their Willy Wonka chocolate factory ticket to their hotels underground. That's what's going on.
Hi. Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Well, you know, we're hitting on some really important issues here. I think you're going to see the chameleon of Donald Trump under the proper direction of people like Roger Stone, the Roos Foundation, people like myself and many others, are going to provide policies that are going to allow Trump to moderate his approach, for example. So, yes, we don't kick out the anchor baby people that are here. We do tighten our borders. We do have a tighter immigration policy that has validation so people don't come here that are potential terrorists. And also deal with people that got citizenship but are doing criminal and felonious activities in the United States and they need to have their citizenship revoked and shipped to a prison of their country of origin. Those are simple things that need to be done. We also need to start looking inside of what's going on. It's a great thing. He's sort of the maker of the deal, you know, that you want to obviate and get rid of these TPP and TTIP, which, of course, Hitlery, Rotten, R-O-T-T-E, and Clinton wants to validate. This is disgusting. And maybe you can pick up on some of these points, because the White House is involved in collaborating with globalism that will destroy America and set the world on a pathway toward thermonuclear destruction. It's just crazy what's going on, because the British Empire is basically saying, we're going to be king of the hill or we're going to blow up the hill.
I think the important thing from my standpoint and from Mr. LaRouche's standpoint is that it's now pretty clear to people that Obama has been a traitor and that the American people are reacting against that. Our job is to inspire the American people to start thinking they can do what they otherwise think is impossible. And here's where we really should focus our efforts, because you can present these ideas in an effective way, and people have to hear that it's not impossible to change the country in a positive way. Most Americans have accepted the idea of limits, that you can't get rid of Obama, that you can't really get rid of Wall Street, that you've got to tolerate these things and make your peace with them. Now, if we do that, if we try to make our peace with these kinds of policies, we will end up with what you and I have just been discussing: war, chaos, disaster, minimally a total global depression. Now, on the other side, if people become creative and start thinking and recognize that being practical is what enslaves you, and that breaking outside of being practical is what will work, then what my next point is the most somewhat controversial one, which is that what Trump shows is that people are not going to accept the old deal. But it also shows the limitation. We're dependent on what you acknowledge as someone who is malleable. We don't really know what his core principles are. Therefore, we have to make sure that the American people demand what's necessary, what's right. And that's why I urge people always to go to our website, LaRouchePact.com, where you can get the program, get the ideas, what Glass-Steagall will do, what we have to do to break the power of Wall Street. And we've got a new part of our website for people who want to get in touch with me directly or want me to contact you. And you go to action.laRouchePact.com/Harley. So if people
Let's repeat that once more so I can put it up in text.
Okay, it's action, the word action, dot LaRouchePact.com, and then slash Harley. And it's a page on our website where people can sign up for emails and also to be in touch with me.
Okay, so that's action.LaRouchePact.com/Harley. I'll post that text up so people can find it. Also, what I wanted to do today, if you have time, is to do a kind of a recap video, going to the website and these articles and talking about some of them, perhaps putting some pictures up so people can grasp it. Because a lot of people think that we're powerless. We can't do anything about the situation. And you have to look at what's going on even with the election cycle.
Yeah.
Both with Bernie Sanders and with Donald Trump, they're repudiating the moves of the globalists through Obama. They want a solution. Now, Bernie cannot provide solutions. He has focused on the ideas and the problems. But with his progressive things, he can't do that. So I really think that the organization and people that get active involved with it and our media can be a change shaper, so we don't need to suffer what's coming. We don't.
Yeah.
I really appreciate it. I'll get this link up right away, Harley. We'll be back in a minute for the next long segment. And do contact Harley also at 800-922-2907, 800-922-2907. We'll be back in a moment.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is a public announcement. Be ready to copy down a website address at the end of this message. If there was ever a doubt in our mind that radio works, it's gone. We have received such response to our $350 down, $99 a month land purchase opportunity from you that we are blown away. To keep our overhead down, we're using an internet-based sales tool so you can buy with confidence and purchase your land in New Mexico with just a click of a mouse and even pay with PayPal. But some people have said they'd like to arrange multiple parcels or have other questions. We'd be happy to talk to you. Call us toll-free at 800-
1-855-LANDHO1. That's 1-855-LANDHO1. New Mexico land parcels are still available at only $350 down and $99 a month. This is beautiful land near amenities of a city, but far enough away to be private. And in as little as 1 year, you own it. $350 down, $99 a month. As the days go on, the land gets more and more limited, so visit us online at landho.tv, LANDHO.TV right now.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of this product.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
To order your 2 month supply, call now toll free 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
So, Harley, let's continue. This segment, it's important for people to understand the issues are critical. We are refounding, literally, America. And honestly, this is important to understand. We have a movement now with Trump. But whether Trump lives or dies, or there's a generation from now, the movement needs to continue to maintain the republic, to maintain the principles that will allow us to be sustainable, and also to be a light to the whole world. Because with a strong and righteous and properly run America, other nations can become stronger, but if America is removed from its position of power, authority, and ability to make deals, in a sense, with Russia and China, in a sense, a trilateral world, a world where the three great powers can actually help other nations and stabilize not only the ecology, but the economy, and prevent war, instead of the using war as another stratagem to maintain economic dominance, which is what we see. And even the Orange Revolution's attempt to remove Dilma Rousseff in Brazil, and massive demonstrations on May Day supporting her, this is obvious that people are rejecting the globalism, aren't they?
Well, they are, and my point is that if you think about what it's going to take to change the country, even if Trump turned out to be a great president, you still have the problem of a Congress and a media that's controlled by the establishment. We have to make sure that we have the policies that will break the power of that establishment. That's what Glass-Steagall is as a starting point. That's what Lyndon LaRouche has said. If we want to do something, we've got to break the power of Wall Street in the city of London.
Right.
And you do that by taking away their power to control the money systems. Now, once you do that, then you open up the question of what is the basis of a real economy. And an economy depends on physical production. Now, once we get to the point where we have the country reoriented to principles of physical production, then we'll have solved the basic problem that we have of people not having enough income, not having decent housing, decent jobs, a decent future, because you create with infrastructure and with modernization, with technical innovation, with science, you recreate an economy which will keep expanding. The biggest problem we have is this pragmatism which says that, well, we're now in the era of limits. We have to cut back. We have to go to solar. We have to go to all these other marginal technologies. There are too many people. It's all nonsense. The natural progression of man has been toward new technologies based on increasing the temperature that's needed for the production process. That's the natural process. That's been reversed by environmentalism and all the quackery that's in the so-called man-made climate change and so on.
Right.
So if people begin to get a sense of real science, you know, there used to be a time where the Europeans saw in America an excitement about science in the population. And you know this, Bill, you were just talking about this on the break, the question of being a techie. Well, the most popular magazines were Popular Science, and science fiction was about improved future, not about monsters coming to eat us.
Right.
You know, the world has changed dramatically in the last 30 to 40 years, mostly for the worse in the West. Now, the other side of this is that, you know Keisha Rogers, the former Democratic congressional candidate who won two primaries here in Texas. She's been doing a speaking tour on the question of space, and she pointed out something interesting in a article she wrote today.
Right.
Russia and China both celebrate Space Day, and
right.
What they celebrate is not just Yuri Gagarin doing the first orbiting of the Earth or the first Chinese astronauts, but the idea of nations looking into the future, looking into the cosmos and trying to figure out how can we learn more about this universe that we live in. We don't have anything like that in the United States. You know, tomorrow is, I think, the 60th or 65th anniversary of Alan Shepard doing the first manned spaceflight in the United States. You remember he just went up and down?
Right.
But they were afraid it wouldn't work. There's no celebration of that. There's no celebration of, you know, some people celebrate the moon landing from 1969. But for the most part, we don't have a culture that looks outward anymore. It looks inward into Instagram and cell phones, and you know, you can't even get people's attention anymore. So this is what we have to work on to enlarge the imagination and the creative spirit of Americans. It's there, it's just been beaten down. And this is what our website offers to people, is a glimpse into the future, not just as an abstraction, but what you can do to make that future. And I'll just give out our website again. The place to go would be action.larouchepack.com, then slash, and Harley, H-A-R-L-E-Y.
Yeah, I have that posted up, by the way, on the website, so... people,
good.
They didn't copy it down. It's right there, so they're going to find it, which is
good. And this, Bill, as you know, as a man of science yourself, science is something that, becomes, it just captures you when you start realizing that you can figure out things that you can't see that are either too big or too small to experience with the senses, but you can experience it with the mind.
But do you know how things are discovered? And this is a different process than people realize. People know things on an intuitive level. They then take an observation. Then they try to create equations to explain it. Then they do a null hypothesis. So the discovery of things is more intuitive. And we intuitively...
Well, it's mental. Exactly. It's mental. And the equations come afterwards.
Right. The point is equations come after to describe something we already observed because we intuit something. Now, we intuitively know...
Nobody ever discovered anything because of a formula.
Right. Now, here's the point. The point is we intuitively know that we are an element of what I call a negentropic element in time and space throughout the galaxy. That means that we are an organizing force to bring order out of the chaos of our current entropic world.
Right.
And that is a very important principle that LaRouche has said repeatedly. Now,
and that's unique to man. No animal, no other being can do it. Only man can do that.
Yeah, we are literally co-creators of our own future. Now, we can co-create as wrong. For example, I talked to Dr. Ron Klatz about his 3 years ago travel to the World Economic Forum. And the forum was taken over by a bunch of wonks that wanted to literally push transhumanism and downgrade and completely say, actually, we should make it illegal to do life extension or anti-aging. And that was actually removed from the World Economic Forum final documents because Ron Klatz, who I just talked to this morning, says, I will use my last dollar to expose you guys as trying to get rid of this. Now, they did a study back in Poland after the fall of the Soviet Union, and they wanted to get rid of smoking cessation because they figured it would lengthen the lifespan of the population. And they, when they did their actuarial studies, they realized it would extend the lifespan 4 years, and they realized with the economy, they couldn't afford to have people live 4 years longer with their social programs.
Here's a joke that was told by the former finance minister of Austria. She was asked, how successful is your anti-smoking campaign? And is it money well spent? And she said, no, because it's extending people's lives and we can't afford to pay the pension funds.
Exactly.
She was joking. But you see, here's the point. The same principles by which you come up with the understanding of how the body works and how the mind works give you an ability to reorganize and recreate an economy that can sustain people at a constantly higher standard of living.
For example, one of the things that I hear, and this is a dialogue even with Trump, is somehow we need to bring manufacturing back, which I agree we need to, so we don't just have a, quote, service economy. But let's look at the reality here. We're moving toward things that are going to replace the cell phone, so eventually you'll have cell phone glasses and virtual reality where you can see things and move them around. You won't have big clunky things on your eyes that look make you look like you have a TV set in your head. But we're also moving toward the idea that much of our production is going to move to robotics and AI. In the next 10 years, the revolution is going to change the nature of what an economy is.
Well, and you know what this requires? It requires real education.
Right. It also requires a change in the attitude toward what is an economy, what is the requirements of the state. How can we have, quote, separate nations, but also build up stronger people in their other nations without destroying our nation, or without what we call, central controlled economy, which has basically never worked through the Soviet Union or China, and
well,
has caused disaster.
A central controlled economy or a total free trade economy are prescriptions for disaster.
Exactly.
One of the other points, Bill, is that we're still going to need people to produce food, or we're going to need food being produced. We're going to need transportation. We're going to need massive infrastructure. And this is where the jobs of the future will be. And they'll be decent-paying jobs. And they'll be jobs that are not make work, but actually produce something.
Yeah.
And this is why LaRouche's emphasis has always been on physical economy.
Right.
You know, a money system is the invention of people who wish to enslave you.
Exactly. Now, let me explain what they've done in China. When the economy started to crash in 2008, what the Chinese did is take, I think, was it $500 billion right off the bat and invested in things like high-speed rail and infrastructure and other things, better airports. What we did was bail out the banks. So now the banks are so bloated, the six big banks are 40% bigger than they were before the disaster.
We didn't just bail them out. We continued to give them 0% interest loans, which they used to buy their own stock.
Right.
And they loaned to their blue-chip corporations to buy their own stock, so we have a stock market.
So it's a virtual economy. It's a virtual economy, not a real economy. Now, here's what I envision America, and China's already grasped this. 3.5 years ago, they announced they're going to put 3,500 of their top nuclear engineer scientists to mine helium-3 from the moon with their own project to create tokamak fusion reactors. I've stated for almost 7 years how to build a tokamak reactor because I know from classified access. The Chinese have just come out and said it. They're not going to mess around with tier one science, which we hide. For example, they take the Bombardier train system, which is the best high-speed rail, advance it within a few years, make it 75 kilometers an hour faster, repatent it, and they're building them all over China. It's ridiculous what we're doing here. We should have high-speed rail. We should have recycling tubes underneath the underground. We should have high-speed recycling right down to atomic smashers that so nothing goes into a waste or a dump. Everything is completely recycled right down to the molecules. We should never have pollution when we generate energy, and we should have parks everywhere. And people should not have to, when they go to a city, be worried about a car accident. So when they should have either not only driverless vehicles, but we should have a way of parking and getting high-speed rail. Look, even Disney Corporation saw this back 60, 70 years ago, building monorails. We need transportation that can be quickly to a university, their place of work, with safety, and we can do this. This is the world that's coming. Education. For example, I talked about healthcare. Besides the 7-point plan of Trump, I said we need to get rid of state licensing authority, malpractice, and go to mediation. Allow people to train laterally online and then go to special centers of excellence for surgery and other training. So an EMT can become a neurosurgeon and a nurse practitioner can become an internist or a massage therapist can become an obstetrician. The thing is, the way we have restricted people in terms of education, whether it's going into engineering or anything, we don't realize, for example, my son is studying engineering, electrical engineering the first year at the University of Arizona, which is the first and only university in America that has a full online course for electrical engineering. And he's going to transfer later on, but he can actually take his engineering degree in electrical engineering and just go to the laboratory locally here at UCSD to do lab experiments. So what people should understand is there's a revolution in every aspect of life. And what is an economy has to be reinvented, doesn't it?
If you don't do that, you end up building up debt with no means to extinguish the debt.
Right.
And that's something that our nation started with that problem, and it was solved by Alexander Hamilton, who was the founder of modern physical economy,
right,
with his report on manufacturers, his report on public credit, and his report on the National Bank. And when you get people like Ted Cruz who say, well, you can't have a national bank, it's got to be all private. What he doesn't realize is the founding fathers supported a national bank because they wanted to take the power away from private bankers.
Right.
The Federal Reserve System is a central bank, but it's not a national bank. It's a private operation. And so we've got to take that power away from bankers and put it in the hands of elected representatives, which means we have to control who our elected representatives are and what they'll do. And that brings us back to the point you and I have been discussing all afternoon so far, which is the American people have to seize the future for themselves and their children and grandchildren and not leave it to professional politicians, not leave it to the media, but make it a subject of discussion of the population.
Right. And we're transitioning from being an Earth-based civilization to a solar and galactic civilization over the next 1,000 years. And we have to have a plan to do that. We have to realize that we do not want to merge with technology, become transhumans, while we suppress, as they did at this World Economic Forum, that eventually Ron had to actually threaten them. I'm going to release all the information. You're trying to suppress anti-aging because within 5 to 10 years, we will probably conquer aging. In fact, I'm preparing a paper called The Biophoton Theory of Aging, and I've got a lot of research on this going back over 36 years. And my theory is to try to challenge the thousands of other doctors that listen to my blog and when we have Ron Klatz on, to challenge them to start thinking about these issues, because just like LaRouche Foundation, you challenge all the audience out there to come up with solutions for themselves personally and for us corporately in groups to say, look, we can apprehend the future collectively. We do not need to be a victim of a false economy, what I call anti-money, which is a Federal Reserve note. When you get a Federal Reserve note, it says on it, you owe the Federal Reserve X number of Federal Reserve dollars. It's not real money in exchange. It's funny money created to enslave us all. And the current system with the bubble economy and now the bubble with the banks, the banking bubble, is designed to blow it out so they can eventually make us have biometric money where they're in total control. Everything is electronic divots in their supercomputer. They're not really interested in advancing the technology or the human race or extending life or making it a pollution-free world. They're in fact determined to make it a polluted world, a contracted human lifespan, and a pyramid-shaped superclass that is a very tiny population. They're going to get cybernetic and genetic enhancement, and the heck with the rest of us. That's
we can do
on.
Something about that, and that's what people really need to realize, is that the extent to which you've become pessimistic is part of the intention of those people in power.
Exactly.
Now.
You need to be optimistic.
You can't do anything.
Yeah. We need to be optimistic that we, and our vision, and I like the quote from the Bible, it says in Genesis, now they are in one place and have one tongue. And that one tongue is now the internet. It's alternative broadcasting. Nothing shall be withheld from their imagination. That's a quote given through Moses in the original, you know, Pentateuch, to tell the peoples of earth that if you're in line with God's will and if you use your imagination, you can create a wonderful future that's safe, prosperous, and long.
All right, Bill, I'll see you next week.
Absolutely. Thank you for a great show today. We'll try to get a recap tomorrow afternoon after the show. Have a great day. Take care.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
All over America, people suffer from issues related to high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, high cholesterol, and more. Heart and Body Extract is a specially formulated supplement made with wild-crafted and organic herbs that help support your body so it can actually begin to heal itself without all the side effects of prescription drugs. Call toll-free 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or go to heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Hey, I'll make you a deal. Give me 60 seconds and I'll give you directions to the Fountain of Youth. Okay, I'm joking. Well, kind of joking. No fountains, but youth, I got. Nature's Youth and their premier anti-aging product, Nature's Youth RSF. With your sensible diet and exercise plan, Nature's Youth RSF can help you look and feel better. RSF is an all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. And elevated HGH levels can contribute to increased energy, improved libido, reduced body fat, and improved exercise capacity. Let's be honest. Who doesn't want to look and feel younger? Visit the newly designed website at naturesyouth.com or call 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923 and like them on Facebook and you'll be included in contest and exclusive offers. What a deal. Oh, speaking of deals, my time's about up. 800-333-6923 or naturesyouth.com. Who needs a...
couple of announcements in this segment. I posted at the top of our Nutramedical Report news that, of course, we moved to Republic Radio April 18th from GCN. And unfortunately, GCN is still playing shows to confuse people. The archives should be taken down. I own the archives over there. And I'm in the process of getting ready to take pretty significant legal action. Now, you got to understand, I'm not only an expert witness certified by ABIME, the American Board of Independent Medical Examiners, but also took a legal course in New York at the Stony Brook Legal Medical Center. And I've been for years working with Dr. Fred Graves of Jurisdictionary, How to Win in Court. So anybody out there can become a legal expert and do pro se litigant actions, which I will be doing shortly. Now, during the day, which the show is now 2 hours earlier than it was before in Genesis, it's 12 to 3 Central Time, not 12 to 3 Pacific, which is 10 to 1 Pacific Time. And I strongly recommend it, if you have an issue that you want to raise, just tell the board up in the morning is Dan. Tell Dan if or Sam, who may be covering for him, what your question is or state. Make it very brief. Make it very precise. And no ad hominem attacks. Try to stay on topic if we're in a, have a specific type of guest. If it's open lines, ask a question on anything. I'm going to put a challenge out to you. Anybody out there listening, that I will provide an answer to any problem or any issue on the planet and try to give you an instant answer or a framework for an answer on the spot. Now, if I have to go back and do research, I will do that and we'll have a return in a couple days. But I can tell you, there is no issue that I will not try to challenge or provide a solution for, whether it's healthcare, geopolitics, military operations, so-called climate change. I will provide an answer immediately. Now, I do this from two things, from experience and from prayer. And I pray immediately when I get in trouble. After the show every day, we do a live stream recap. That recap, you have to sign up to live stream to get a notification when we're going to do the video, because it could be half an hour or an hour and a half after. If you sign up to live stream, if you go to our tabs on Listen Live, you will get a notification when it's going to happen. I transfer that live stream video to Vimeo, and if you look at our Vimeo channel, we have them also in different channels of where all the videos go. Those videos are all available and free, except for the ones that are called VOD, which are special reports, conferences. We can have multi-point conferences where we have people around the world, and they are both live and video on demand. We're now made the progress of all of the shows here that we do on Republic Radio, which, by the way, I really thank John Stettmuller and the board ops here are awesome. This is a fantastic radio network, by the way. Not Radio Prison like over at Genesis, where it was deteriorating for a number of years and there was no collegiality. The show, you want to call in during the show from 12 to 3 at 800-313-9443. And the after-hour show on live stream, which is a video show, you can Skype call into Nutramedical One. Now, you'll need to go into Skype and then actually send a request to Nutramedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical One. We also have a phone number, and I don't know if it'll allow us to stack multiple callers, but I think it may. So if you want to listen to the live stream and watch it on your iPhone, iPad, computer, anywhere in the world, you'll get a notice if you signed a live stream. You've signed in a request to be connected through Nutramedical One, or you dial the phone number 1-209-682-5678, and you can talk on our video worldwide live and also on video on demand after. We'll be back in a moment with hour number two, our health and wellness hour, and hour number three, Bill Warner, politicalislam.com. You don't want to miss it. Back in a moment.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool Radio Program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.